Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 19, and down about verse 27. Matthew 19, 27. Peter said to him, "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed you." He said, "It's cost us something to be with you. What shall we have, therefore?" Jesus was talking about some things that brought this up in their thinking. You remember he came by them and they were fishing. You remember that? And he said, "Come, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men." Now they had lives just like you have a life. Just like anybody else had. They had a job. They had a business. They got families. They got contracts. They got obligations. They got deadlines. Right? What'd they do? And that's why they're in the book. They were willing to pay any price. They were willing to completely change their life, their occupation, their schedule. Weren't they? No cost was too high. What brought this up is the rich young ruler. He said he wanted eternal life, and the Lord told him, you know, go liquidate and come follow me, and he wouldn't do it. The price was too high. Cost was too great. So then Peter looks at him and says, "Well, we did. So what do we get?" He won't, so he's not going to get. We did. So what do we get? Verse 28. Jesus said, "Verily I say to you." When he says verily, what does that mean? You can take this to the bank, man. This is right. "You which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit on 12 thrones with me." Judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Do you think Peter and those guys, they've been gone from the earth a long, long time. You think that even now, are you thinking the time to come when they're sitting on that throne? You think they'll ever pause and go, "Man, I missed my whole fishing boat. Gave it all up for this."
Yeah, no.
But see, when you walk by sight, you don't think that way. When you walk by sight, the Spirit, the kingdom of God, the future is not real to you. And so you're not willing to sacrifice or give up anything today for that, because it's not real to you. Oh, but when it is real to you, I said, when it is real to you, you know that this little stuff down here, it only lasts that long anyway, right? Stuff is just stuff. It's wearing out, rusting out, rotten.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
It ought to be easy come. Easy go. Flows in, flows out. You're not stuck to anything as far as stuff or money or our house or place. In your heart, you ought to always live in a tent. I don't care if you got a big mansion. In your heart, you ought to be living in a tent. Why? A tent can be struck overnight and move. Whatever we're supposed to do. Why? Because this is all temporary. Very, very brief. But see, friend, this is no accident that things happen this way. This actually is one of the acid tests for those that are real. Those that are real believers, real disciples, and those that are real leaders. Look with me. It's something Paul said that helps to reveal this. Actually, go to Hebrews 5 and we'll work our way over to this. Hebrews chapter 5 is talking about Jesus. Hebrews chapter 5 and about verse 4 be okay to start, time's sake. It's talking about how that Jesus has been called and made our high priest. And it says, no man takes this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. In the things of God, you don't choose yourself. You don't choose your place or the call. You have to be invited. You have to be called. Now, there are men that do all kinds of things. There are committees that get together and they say this one's a pastor and this one's an evangelist, and they send people, and that doesn't mean they are one. Like one fellow said, some are sent and some just went. When it comes to ordination and these kind of things, what it should be is not the making of a minister. It should be acknowledging what God has already done. Because nobody can make themselves or make somebody else. A called one, a graced one, an anointed one. And he said, no man takes this honor to himself. Everybody said out loud, no man, takes this honor, to himself. You can't do it, he said. But keep reading. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. Jesus did not make himself our high priest. The Father did it. He that said to him, you are my son. Today have I begotten you. The Father has done this. Who in the days of his flesh, verse 7, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he what?
Suffered.
Not talking about Jesus suffering being sick. In his life and ministry, at the cross, at the whipping post, he was made these things with us, but he didn't experience it in life. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He's our example to follow. But friend, when God calls you, it is the greatest honor. Because it does not just have to do with your life down here. It has to do with your place in the kingdom forever. I know Phyllis and I had the privilege of serving with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. and his wife Miss Aretha for a number of years. We actually served in their ministry for 20 plus years. And the Lord dealt with us to put their things first ahead of ours. We were to help them. And, you know, that's easy to say amen to, but year after year, you know, you have to make choices and decisions. There were times we'd come in and be tired and about to do something, and they'd call. And the choice is tell them we can't, or drop everything, change your plans. Go. A lot of times, you know, at your own expense. But the Lord had directed us very definitely, help. These were three words were my directive for 20-some years. Help Brother Hagin. That was my directive, and I knew it. So we did. We got it settled, and it wasn't a burden to us. It was a joy. We wound up at a place one time, and we'd been doing this for a number of years, and somebody said, oh man, boy, it's a great privilege, you know, for you to do this. And there'd been some effort and things recently, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm sure it is. Praise God. I didn't say all that. I just said, praise God. And they said, what a privilege it is for you to get to do this. Well, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of sacrifice. And the Lord began to minister to me about it. And He spoke some things to me I didn't understand. This phrase, He said, it is a high privilege to get to sow this seed. But you know, how many remember the psalmist said, he that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed. At the sowing time, it's not always the party time. Right? When you're sowing, you're not receiving, you're giving out. And it's going away from you. And it's covered up in the ground. It's gone from you. And you're not going to experience any benefit from it necessarily tomorrow or next week.
Yes, sir.
But what's the rest of the verse say? He that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall what? Doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves. Now your seed has turned into sheaves with him. And the Lord just said that phrase to my heart. He said, it is a high privilege to be able to sow this seed. In my youth and inexperience, I wasn't aware. I knew it was good ground. I knew it was a great opportunity, but I had no idea how much. And the older I get, the more I begin to see the word that came out of that ministry is still multiplying in the earth today. Thousands of graduates and ministers and churches all over the planet. Are y'all with me, friends? And that kingdom accomplishments will never cease. And after our service of time with them, the Branson Church here, it just went from nothing to something overnight. And thing after thing after thing, and I know it's connected to sowing seed. Everything's connected to sowing seed. Everything in everybody's life is connected to sowing seed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.